The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Erica Norris. This amazing young lady started Texas Golden Brooms, 2019, Midland, Odessa, Texas. Apparently, they serve anyone with money. I was going to let that off, but you know, I told her I'd yell at her about that offline. So commercial, residential, dry cleaning, pet cleaning, human cleaning, whatever. You got it dirty. Apparently, she'll clean. Just kidding. She's doing that. But I think she does do residential, commercial. And they just branched out to Dallas, Texas a couple months ago. So started, and she said that's about 4 hours away. Did I miss anything, Erica, or is that a fair breakdown of where you at?
Nope, that's about it.
Awesome. Well, we could get right into your question, but I am a curious man. So how'd you get into the cleaning business? You tell us that, and then we'll get into whatever question you got.
Long story short, I had a friend cleaning on rigs, and she asked me to help her once a week, and the company we were cleaning for completely got bought out, and we got cut off, and I started an LLC and started from scratch.
Nice. And then just without your friend?
Yeah, she moved away and yeah, a bunch happened at all at once, but yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I love it. We asked that question because we've done hundreds and hundreds of these and everyone's got a weird way into the cleaning industry and it's always interesting.
Yes. Yeah. That and said, I was bartending at the time too. So it was a lot, but here we are.
Lots here we changes. Are indeed. And do you have cleaners? You doing some of the cleaning, all the cleaning, none of the cleaning?
I actually feel like I'm a little different. I never cleaned. Once I took it over and started it myself, I did not clean ever besides trailers on oil rigs. And I mean, or if we were shorthanded, but I hired right off the bat.
So I want to encourage everybody, including my new friend, Erica, there's three types of cleaning. One is I clean all the time. Mm-hmm. Two is like, well, there's four, I guess. Well, no, three types of cleaning. And then there's actually out of cleaning. One is I clean all the time and I'm the only one. That sucks. Two is I have buddies. I clean with some friends. It's not just me. And three is only when someone quits or doesn't show up or it's an emergency, but that's still cleaning. And then four is I actually do not clean at all. So just want to encourage all of you. Don't tell yourself I'm out of cleaning if you clean things. Okay to be in stage three.
It's been about a year since I've had to clean. So
if you've been out for a year without any emergencies, people quit, I got to jump in. Yeah. We'll give it to you. You stay out 3-4 months in a row. You're good. Okay. Yeah. That said, what's going on in your world now? How can I help?
So I've got about 10 people in Midland, Odessa, and we have not hired yet in Dallas. So, my main thing is, what is your advice on finding a niche? So I'm starting off doing like property management and post-construction, which I know is two totally different things, but I don't have a problem finding clients in that area. So that's not what I prefer to do, but I think it's my easiest way to get going quick in a new area.
I'll make a quick analogy that I think may be of use. If I went to 100 ladies and said, "Hey, stranger, let's get hitched." There's a good chance I'd get slapped 20 or 30 times and probably Erica just nodded yes. So if you're wondering which bucket she's in the slapping bucket. Erica would be one of the 20. I'd get a not so polite no 20 times, a very loving and polite no 20 or 30 times. And I'll be danged if two or three wouldn't go, "Yeah, let's do it. I'm on. Let's make that happen."
Right.
So if the standard is I'm looking for the easiest yes, in most things, the easiest yes is an easy yes for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. I asked that lady to marry me and she's like, no further questions. The answer is yes. What is going on in that lady's life where she's like, don't know this guy, but whatever it is, it's better than what I got. Probably not a good mate. So the same thing comes when it comes to new people. Almost everybody starts with post-construction, move in, move out. I know a realtor, I got a guy. What they're really saying is it's super easy to get those jobs. Yeah, of course it's easy. Jobs because they suck. So if you're looking to scale, so the quality of your business, guys, gals, Erica, is the quality of my marriage to a degree is going to be pretty dependent on the quality of the mate I choose and the mate that I am, right? The quality of your business is 1,000% dictated by the quality of customers that you choose. So when you get the bottom of the barrel clients, and they're bottom of the barrel for a ton of reasons, it's commoditized. There's a bunch of people, new people coming in that don't know any better. So as long as they don't mind the headache, they'll do the churn. There's so many reasons. On your side, try hiring somebody like, I need you for 17 hours today and then none for a week and then three the next time.
Yeah.
There's no way to scale a business like that, period.
Yeah.
So A, for all of you, including Erica, I would not pick my mate, my business partner. I wouldn't pick anybody based on what the easiest one to get. I'd pick the one that was going to suit my goals the best. So A, I'd probably get crystal clear on, and without picking on Erica too much. Oftentimes when we pick, can I pick on you? You seem super tough. Can I just be completely direct in as loving as I know how?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, we'll do some math. So I'm going to ask you a question, answer it, and then you tell me if I answered wrong for you. Question is, why did you move to Dallas, your business? And the guess I'm going to say is, I wanted to grow my company. Fair? Did I miss one?
Yeah. I have a girl over there that's like doing sales for me that I trust completely. So
yeah, it's, but you want to grow. You're delayed your sales. You want to grow. Okay.
Right. Right.
What is the population of Dallas of Odessa, Texas?
It's probably about 150,000, way smaller.
Would it be fair to say there are 50,000 households? Because two or three people for a house. Yeah. So 150,000 households. Would it be safe to say you only want the best 10% of households?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're down to 5,000. So what do you got? 4,800, 4,900 of these 5,000s?
What do I have housewise?
Yeah. How many are you cleaning of the 5,000 that are your perfect niche?
Oh, God.
4,000, 3,000. What are we at?
I don't do a lot of houses, so that's hard 10, to say.
20? I'm being a little facetious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you see the point is I want to grow. So I went here. There's 5,000 perfect. And we'll go on the commercial. The numbers are similar or not similar, but the concept, we'll go on commercial. How many businesses are there? 10,000. Great. How many do you want? 1,000. Great. How many do you have? 19. Okay. So it was the problem. You know what I'm saying? We switch areas thinking I need to grow. There's more businesses there. And that's like me going, I'm at a buffet and there's 180 pounds of food and I can ingest a pound and a half. And I'm like, I better go to that hot dog cart outside because there's not enough food here. It's like, well, hold on. We're not even doing the thing right. Right. But the food is here and it's good and it's hot. And I've got an advantage in that I've already paid for the buffet. And I'm like, I wonder what they got across the street. It's like, why? What am I doing? So, and I'm not judging, by the way. I've done this. Clients.
No.
Have done
yeah. It. You're just saying focus where you're at.
Well, I'm saying understand why you're growing or understand what the goal is. So if the goal is to grow only, it's like, well, then we haven't even, there's probably 20 clients, if not 50, that are larger than you in your own city. So when you go to Dallas, like you're like, I have less advantage of everything else. So for everybody, go to first principles. What is it I'm trying to achieve? And is this the right tool for the job? And it's like, well, I only have a hammer in my toolbox, but I need to hang some glass. Well, as much as I only have a hammer and that's the one I want to use, it's just, if I'm hanging a pane of glass, that's just the wrong tool.
Yeah.
So I don't know, frankly, that I would ever. So the question was, how do I pick a niche? First, you got to understand what your goals are. And a good goal is not, I want to grow as big as possible. I want to be huge. I want to take over the world. Like, fine. But
okay.
1 year from today, how much revenue and profit do you want? Like specifically. And then we can break that down into great. How many new clients will you need to get that? Great.
Right.
What was the average client value going to be? Great. Are we most likely to get that in Zimbabwe, in Odessa, Texas, in Phoenix, Arizona? I learned it, and I'll give a lesson for everybody. I learned a lesson. I'm in Phoenix, and we bought a cabin in Prescott. It's about an hour and a half away. And I was like, well, it's an hour and a half. We used it, and then we had a baby, and the baby really didn't make it in the cabin all that well because, you know, it just wasn't safe for a baby. Yeah. So we stopped going to the cabin, never, as you might imagine. So we started VRBOing it out, like, because we can't be there. Well, let's just have somebody be there, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, we can do it because it's not far away. If anything goes wrong, we can go down there. You know how often we went there? Zero times. It might have, well, that cabin could have been in Maine or Portland or anywhere in the world because we weren't going to go there. So Dallas, Texas being 5 hours away, might as well go to Tampa or, you know what I'm saying? Like it just doesn't matter in that you're going to go there. So for everybody, I would start with when we're doing a niche, you're like, how do I pick the right niche? I'm like, I don't know. What's the goal? And if you're like, well, I don't have the goal, I can't help you pick a niche. So I hate to kind of not answer the question you want, but this is helpful for everybody. And then we'll get to you, Erica. Guys, gals, before, because there's a bunch of embedded questions in there that we have the wrong answer to. So that would be like, if you said to me, why do you beat your wife? Or, you know, how long has it been since you stopped beating your wife? I'm like, there's a bunch of, you're embedding that I have a wife, but I used to beat her, that I stopped beating her. Like, I do have a wife, but I never beat her. So I could have never stopped. So, but it's such a, because of the frame of the question, there really is no good answer other than what? So when you say I'm in Odessa doing whatever revenue I'm doing, and I haven't scratched 1% of my potential market, how do I pick a niche in Dallas? That's, you know, how do you stop, you know, when did you stop beating your wife? I'm like, well, you assume so many things that I'm not going to say yes to before I answer that question. So I would probably ask a better question of what, and this is for everybody, Clean Nation, not just Erica. What life do I want to live? Everyone starts with money. I want $1 million car. I want a 10 million. I want as big as I can. But you don't really want that. You want to feel the way that you think that you'll feel when you have that. So A, you can feel the way you want right now. You don't even need nothing. B, on the money side, you're like, maybe I could, but I can't. I want to be in Disneyland, or I want to go to Bali, or I want to drive this kind of a car. I want to kind of this kind of house. Agreed. You cannot feel like you are in a mansion unless you're in a mansion. But be specific, like what house and how much is that going to cost? And what do you need down, and how much per month, and what school? Mm-hmm. And then you can, when you break it down, you're like, I really just need $153,000 a year, or 200 or 83, depends on what part of the city you're in and what kind of, you know, there's lots of whatever, it doesn't matter. Then you go, okay, let's just call it 100 grand a year to make it easy. Okay. Well, if I want to build 100 grand in profit, I probably need a $400,000 or $500,000 company. Okay. Well, I have a $200,000 company. Great. How many clients do I need? And you start breaking it down to get what you really want. But we get into, yeah, I've got a buddy who does move in, move, who is a realtor, so I can get 1,000 move in, move outs. Like, yeah, you know, I've got a friend that's in Dallas who can sell for me. And we start doing this crazy crap. Like, you know, I've got this chick who's crazy, but she said she'll marry me. Like, well, okay, these are all fine, interesting facts, but it shouldn't change our overreaching philosophy. Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show. Okay, there's my rant. There's my preaching. how may I best serve you now, Erica?
She's
like, well, stop yelling at me to start.
Well, I was trying to, I guess, not get too personal, but the reason I've expanded is I want to help my friends, and I want to work with my friends who I trust. So my girl that does my scheduling, my social media and all that, also a best friend, she's in Austin. She can do everything I need her to do far away. Now I've brought on someone else, and it's like, well, I need you to bring me in clients because I can't pay someone else to do scheduling. I don't need someone else to do that.
So I love, Erica, you're giving me like what you feel is a damaging admission, but that was what I needed. So for
everybody. Well, I didn't want to be like, well, I'm just trying to help somebody, you know, but
sister, you're not sharing her name. So, well, I mean, she may see this podcast.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything illegal, so you're fine. So let's talk about that, because again, if it was just Erica's got a real specific situation that can't help the world, we talk about that offline, but this is very common. Okay. So let's talk about that, because I promise you there's people out there going, I have a friend who I want to help. So let's, again, there's some embedded stuff in there that I don't think is the truth. So is your friend amazing at what she does?
Yeah. Yeah. We've worked together in other.
Well, hold on. I got other questions. So she's amazing at what she does.
Yeah.
Okay. If she's amazing at what she does truly, and she lives in America and speaks English and lives indoors and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She does not need your help.
Okay.
Either she sucks at what she does, or she's you know, I don't need you to give me any clients. If you did, that'd be great. I'd appreciate it. But I wouldn't have you do it as a favor to me, because I'm really good at getting clients. I'm great at what I do. So I don't need some help. Now, if you did want to refer me someone because you thought I could change your life, God bless. But if like, oh, poor Mike, he's terrible at what he does. He's broke. I better throw him a client. That's not fair to me, because I should get better at what I'm doing. It's certainly not fair to the client that you're sending me to. So you're not really helping me at all. But if I'm great at what I do, you can help me. So if she's great at what she does, couldn't she work for anybody? Why does she have to work for you doing some weird job that doesn't exist, that doesn't even make sense? You're putting her in a weird spot of, I need you to do this thing that isn't well thought out, but I'm trying to help you, but I'm putting you in an awkward spot because you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that it's helping her. Either she sucks at what she does, in which case you don't want her, or she's great at what she does, in which case she don't need your help. She can find someone in Austin, or she can find a job that's, you're saying, because I like you, I'm going to been to this job that doesn't really suit you, because I'm this job that I'm creating a job for you that I don't even need to help you. But if she's good at what she does, a job that she's already perfect for already exists, and she should find that. That would be more helpful for her.
Yeah. Well, I would love to get out of where I'm at also. So it's not just like, oh, let me just help a friend.
Okay. So those will be the last thing.
There's multiple reasons.
I got it. But let's get to the bottom of each. So what we don't want to do, and I get this with my clients sometimes, not that Erica's a client, but I'm doing my best. You're a client now. I'm helping you. I'm doing the best I can. We kind of play whack-a-mole with it. So I'll give you this one, but if there's another one, I'm like, all right, now you're just making up crap to make up stuff. Right. So the goal, sometimes when I get people that come to me, and that's why I don't love the free coaching as much, because when it's free, people do what they want. When they pay you, they're like, okay, I'm doing that. So pretend you paid me a bunch of money, Erica, the coaching will be much more valuable to you. Okay. So the goal is not for, and I have no agenda, right? Like, I'm not with the anti-Dallas league trying to like trick right. you know, or whoever your friend is. I'm like, I know who are more enemies. I'm trying to scam. Like, I have no dog in this fight. I'm just the guy who's done this quite a bit, who wants to help you, right? I have no motive other than that. So when you're like, well, let me this, and there's this, and there's this, it's like, okay, hold on. Is that really the case? Or am I just trying to make a case because I've got a bias towards the decision I've already made? You know, so if you want to leave, that has nothing to do with this. So if you've already got, believe it or not, we've got many clients that live in one place and work in another. Super common. Uh-huh. So I'm not even saying you shouldn't have a company where you aren't. I'm just saying you already have this place. You will do better, believe it or not, systematizing your company as it is, leaving your company working, than trying to start a company in advance of this place that you'd like to go to at some point in the future. That still doesn't work. Leave, do what you want. Spend the next month or two or three getting your company to run without you, and then go to Dallas or Tampa or freaking Portugal. Live your life, baby.
Yeah. But
you see what I'm saying? You keep trying to make things that aren't quite a fit. You're like, because this is a friend of mine and she lives in Austin and I love her and I want to help her, somehow I have to start a company in Dallas. Like, that makes no sense to me. Or because I'd like to not live in Odessa, Texas, I have to start a company. You're doing a bunch of leaps that don't make any sense, right?
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't say don't make any sense, but are very sensible. Like, I'm not saying you're insane or crazy, but yeah, you're just filling in a blank that doesn't go there. So I would like to grow my business. Cool. Therefore, I got to go to Dallas. Well, hold on. Now I've got some questions. I've got a friend in Austin who I really like and could be good. Great. And I'd like to help her. Awesome. So I need to start a company in Dallas to provide a job for her. And when I just distill it down to what you've told me, like, well, when you say it like that, I sound crazy. I'm like, I'm just telling you the facts without all the drama. And you're like, well, I'd like to move to Dallas. Okay. Therefore, I need to start a new company in Dallas, even though I've already got a company that could run independently in Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
So the before and afters are fine. I have no problem with any of those. I want to grow. Great. I just don't think that means you have to go to Dallas. I need new clients. Great. So I have to take post-construction cleanup. I have a friend who I love, who I want to help. Great. So I have to create a job for her that doesn't exist and I don't need another city. No, I want to move. Therefore, I have to create a job somewhere else. No, see what I'm saying? Like, the what you want is fine. I just don't know that we're still the same thing. I want to hang a pane of glass. Great. So I'm going to hit it with a hammer. Well, hold on. now we're back off track. All right. So Cleaning Nation, I'm going to wrap this up so we don't get too divey into it. And by the way, Erica, you've been such a delightful guest. I know you're like, I just wanted one thing and you're freaking putting your nose where it doesn't belong.
No, not at all.
You've been very gracious. But Cleaning Nation, easy for us, everyone that's not Erica, to sit and judge. Gosh, Erica, it's so obvious. Why can't you see that? And then I promise you, me included, and you guys are going to go back to your same thing and make these same jumps of, well, I want this. And then we do this other thing. And if we explained it to Erica, she'd go, are you out of your mind? That's clearly not sensical. So A, have some introspection. Start with, what is it I really want? And what Erica had was not lack of intelligence or lack of business savvy. It was lack of clarity, right? She wasn't clear on what she wanted. When I forced her to go, what is it you really want? I want to help my friend. Okay, if that's really what we want, what's the best way to do it? And she didn't really need my coaching to go, well, maybe, you know, it's like, is she good at what she does? Does she have skills? Like, it wasn't a far leap to go, she probably doesn't need my help. I could be a friend. I could support her. I don't have to create a job for her. I want to live in Dallas. Okay, do you have to start a business in Dallas? You know what I'm saying? So just really getting clear on what you actually want will go so far. So understanding the problem is half the solution, and almost the other half is asking the right questions around it. And then it's pretty easy. Some people can do that on their own. If you can, God bless, do that. If not, get a coach, whether it's us or somebody else, a coach to ask you these questions and help you save just years and years and years and years of misery. Because you're not asking the right questions. Well worth it. All right. If you want anything else, growmycleaningcompany.com. Over 900 podcasts. We've got a 15,000 member Facebook group. Ton of free stuff. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are. The end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.